Mentor Šilović is one of the hardest people to beat in the world. He mightn't do your 100 average all the while, but he doesn't need to because he's scoring so steady and his finishing is always over, as you said, 60% in every game. He doesn't have to outscore you. All he has to do is get somewhere near a finish and he'll take it out. And that's just what he done every time. He's one of the best finishers there is. In the world, and that's why he's number seven. He's not one of the biggest scorers, but he's definitely one of the best finishers.
You were through to the semi-finals of the Betvictor World Match Play. Towards the end of that game, you seemed purposefully trying to rein in your emotions. You weren't celebrating winning legs. Were you just trying to keep calm?
I was trying to keep calm and keep my nerves under control because at that stage I had the one break, and all you're thinking is, right, just hold, have a nice throw, and give yourself that opportunity to win the match. And that's all I was trying to do in that last leg. I was just trying to get my heart rate down, trying to just calm, don't think about the situation. Crowd's going mad because eventually I'm in front. But I was just trying to keep the heart rate down. Just every time, in my eyes, I was just trying to go, right, just one treble at a time. Doesn't matter if it's the first or last start. Just hit a treble at a time. Give yourself that opportunity that you're going to get a go at the double. And if he takes out a big finish to break you whilst you're sitting on that double, fair play to him. And that was my whole objective in that last leg.
How hard was it for you to block out the crowd, to block out the situation? You have been in big semi-finals before. You have played in a TV final in the World Series recently. But the Betvictor World Match Play, one of the biggest tournaments in the world, is there anything that can prepare you for that kind of pressure?
None really. I mean, we can play in all the European tours, all the pro tours, and we can batter each other to bits. But what was going on the second biggest stage in the world in my eyes, because obviously I love Ali Pally. I just try to hold myself together. I was trying to keep emotions in check. And I was just thinking to myself, as I said earlier, just be patient, please break him. Break him at some stage. And he slipped up in one leg. And in what was his final score?
16-13.
16-13. Well, there you go. 29 legs, he slipped up once, and I punished him.
You have made the quarterfinals of the World Championship in the last few months. You've made a World Series final. You've won your first PDC title, and now you're in the semi-finals of the Betvictor World Match Play. Daniel Gurney's going to the Premier League next year, isn't he?
If I get picked, yes. But all honesty, it's the last thing in my mind. Everybody keeps talking to me about it, but the first thing that's on my mind right now is the World Match Play. And after that, it's in 2 weeks' time. It's in Barnsley at the Pro Tour, and after that's European tours. And until it comes to 2018 in January or February, whenever they go to pick the Premier League, that's whenever I'll think about the Premier League. But if the Premier League comes calling, I'll definitely say yes. But I won't think about it until they say, "Darrell, you're in the Premier League."
Okay, well, let's just one last question then. It
Yeah.
is the Betvictor World Match Play semi-final. We don't know who you're facing yet. It's either another unseeded player in Darren Webster, who is dangerous, we know that,
Yeah.
or it's one of the biggest names in world darts, a man who probably should have won the Premier League, won the UK Open. Who do you want?
I'm not too bothered, to be honest. Two of them was two great players. Obviously, we all know Peter Wright more than we know that Darren Webster. But Darren Webster's been playing well his last since I joined the PDC. Really, he's really a hard grafter, really hard to beat. Whenever he beats, when he beat me in a Pro Tour final there, I think it was 3 weeks ago now, coming up to, he beat me 6-1. Darren Webster's just one of them players. If he locks onto your ankle, he won't let go of you.